Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
Keeping good records is an important part of running a successful business. All business owners, whether you are a small business owner or you may consider yourself a larger business owner, all business owners should keep good records. Doesn't matter how many employees you have, zero, one, a few, or thousands. It does not matter what type of business you are running, for profit, nonprofit, cutting hair, cutting grass, selling ice cream, retail store. You must have good records. Let me remind you or inform you, for those who don't know, that the IRS has a wealth of information to support your business. They are a very valuable resource. There are publications and articles and videos. And so we're going to spend some time in this episode and in upcoming episodes on the fundamentals around your business, and starting with record keeping. And there's a really, really big reason that I'm talking about this now, and for several reasons, but right now, many of you have received paycheck protection loans. You received them in 2020. You may be receiving one in 2021. And record keeping for your business is so critical to first even getting the loan, but secondly, getting forgiveness and being in a position for your business to successfully get through an audit of your records in case the government comes and decides to take a look at your records pertaining to your loan. So we're going to talk in this episode about why should business owners even keep records, and what kind of records should business owners keep. We're just going to focus on that. Now, this information and a whole host of other information is available to you on the IRS website. But I would like to say, we're going to talk about this and expound from a practical standpoint to try to make it easy for you to understand the whys, the wherefores, and the hows. So, why should business owners keep records? The first, you have to be able to monitor the progress of your business. And we'll delve into that a little more. Secondly, you will need to be able to prepare financial statements. You should keep good records in order to be able to identify where your revenues are coming from and to track your expenses. So that's four reasons there. And a fifth reason is, surely you will need to keep records in order to prepare tax returns and support the items that are on your tax returns. So let's talk about monitoring the progress of your business. You need good records to monitor the progress of your business. These records can show whether your business is what? Improving, growing? What products or services are really selling? And for those that are not selling well, you may need to make changes. But unless you have records pertaining to your business, you won't know what areas you're doing well in and areas that need improvement. So good records can increase the likelihood of business success. And we all want to succeed in our businesses. You may have a good product or a service, and it is in demand. Your customers love your items. They love your services. But you still have to have good records, or you will not last very long. Preparing your financial statements. You need good records to prepare accurate financial statements. And those financial statements include a profit and loss statement and a balance sheet. These statements can help you when you're dealing with banks and other funders and help you manage your business. There's not a bank that I know that will not ask you for your financial statements prior to them giving you a loan. That is one of the basis for them granting you a loan. An income statement. An income statement, another name for an income statement is profit and loss. An income statement is the statement that will tell you and the world how profitable your business is for a given period of time. It's going to show the income and expenses of your business. And once again, it's going to be for a period of time. So the bank may ask you for an income statement for 2020. Or they may ask you for an income statement for the month of January. Well, by having good accounting software and good record keeping, you should be able to run, generate, or prepare an income statement for the time period that they have asked you for. If you are not able to produce that in a fairly timely manner, that means your record keeping needs improving and your accounting software probably needs improving. A balance sheet is very different from an income statement, but the two of them are very closely related. So the balance sheet will show the assets that your business has, the liabilities or the debts that your business owes, and the equity in the business at any point in time. So your bank may ask you for a balance sheet as of December 31, 2020. Notice I said as of and not for the period 2020, but at any point in time. And so you should be able to prepare, generate a balance sheet for your business upon request. If you would have difficulties doing that, then you need to improve your record keeping. So preparing your financial statements is the second reason you should keep good business records, because you will need to have financial statements. So number one, we're talking about why should I keep good business records? Number one, to monitor the progress of your business. How are you doing? Number two, prepare your financial statements. How are you doing as well? Number three, you need to be able to identify sources of your income. So what do I mean by that? You will receive money or property from many sources, and your records can identify the sources of your income. You need this information to separate business from non-business receipts and taxable from non-taxable income. So essentially, if you are a small business owner, you have to have records of your sales transactions. Who you sold it to, or at a minimum, how much was the sale for, and documentation behind the sale. You need to be able to point to your income, how much it was for any period of time. The fourth reason you need to keep business records, good business records, is to keep track of your deductible expenses. Essentially, not just deductible expenses, but all of the expenses of your business. Some expenses may not be deductible, but they are still an expense of running the business. Because if you don't record your expenses when they happen, you will likely forget those when you prepare your tax return. And of course, you need to record them when they happen in order to be able to prepare your income statement. Another reason you need to keep good business records is to prepare your tax returns. You need good records, and everybody knows this. No one wants to have sloppy records, particularly if you end up having an IRS audit. And there they are, asking for supporting documentation, and you do not want to be fumbling or end up saying, "I don't have it." So, good records will support the income on your tax return. Good records will support the expenses that's on your business tax return. And good records will support the credits that you have taken on your tax return. And generally, these records are the same records that you use to monitor your business and prepare your financial statements. It is required that you keep your business records available at all times for inspection by the IRS. You cannot throw them away after the year has ended, after you have prepared your tax return. You must keep them. And in another episode, we'll address time periods around that. So if the IRS once again examines any of your returns, you may be asked to explain the items that have been reported. And a complete set of records will help speed up that examination. Now let's talk about, I alluded to PPP loans. Now, millions of small businesses received PPP loans and will continue to receive or may receive a second PPP loan. Let's make sure that you all understand very clearly is that In order to have received that PPP loan, you had to have had a business tax return in the first place to have calculated the amount of the loan. Now, as you were going through the process of preparing your application for your PPP loan, there was documentation that was needed, that you needed to go to internally in your business in order to calculate the amount of the loan or the number of people in your business or whatever it may be. You had to have some records. And truth be told, for some of you, it might have been a little difficult to get those records. You ended up doing that out of that experience. That experience shed light for you on whether or not you need to be improving your business record keeping. Because not only did you need your tax returns and other supporting documentation in order to get that PPP loan, you will need the same information and retain that information in an orderly manner in order to be forgiven for that loan. And those records need to be maintained and kept for years. Because once again, the federal government has the right at any time to ask to see your documentation years after your PPP loan has been forgiven. So that's why this topic is so very important, because I am fairly certain that it applies to absolutely every business owner, small, large, every business, small, large, or if you happen to be the president and CEO or executive director of a nonprofit organization, it applies to you as well. It applies to every business. Solid record keeping. This might sound very fundamental, but it is not as fundamental as you may think in terms of simple. You cannot keep your records in a shoebox. Absolutely. You can, but it's not going to do your business justice, and it will hinder your growth. So we talked about why you should keep good records. So with that, that should motivate you enough when we start talking about having support for that PPP loan, having support for your tax returns, being able to prepare your tax returns easier, and being able to monitor the progress of your business. You are in business because you want to make money. You want to make money. You want your business to be successful or to continue to be successful. In the long run, you want to remain open. You want to generate good profits. You want your clients to be happy, but the IRS is going to have to be happy as well when it comes to examining your records, and your board will have to be happy as well when it comes to being able to receive financial statements for your business. What kind of records should you be keeping for your business? Now, you can choose any record keeping system that suits you, that clearly shows your income and expenses. The business that you are in affects the types of records you need to keep for federal tax purposes. Your record-keeping system should include a summary of your business transactions. Now, this summary is ordinarily or normally going to be in your accounting system. It's going to be a part of your accounting system. So your record keeping system or your accounting system will show and should show your income, details around your income, as well as your expenses. Now, for most very small businesses, the business checking account is the main source for entries in the business books. But you want to go above and beyond your business checking account, little ledger. You need to have something more thorough, because the checking account, little book or journal there, does not accommodate all the information that you need to be keeping track of relating to one transaction. So what do I mean by that? So let's say you purchase a computer for the business. Okay. So you purchase a computer for the business, and your business checking account is obviously in your bank statement. You're going to see, you know, if you wrote a check for it, you're going to have a canceled check. That's very good. You are going to have that canceled check that shows the amount that you paid for the computer. But the thing is, the canceled check will be written to, let's say you purchase it from Amazon. So your canceled check will have Amazon on it, and it will have an amount. And you may write in the memo line, purchase of computer. That's a start. But you need more than that to support, number one, that it was a computer, and to support the actual amount of that computer. Why? It's because the check, with that, you may write purchase of computer. The check may be for $3,000. But the receipt from Amazon may have the computer, may have some office supplies, may have some other things on it. So what I'm saying is, you may have purchased more items other than that computer, but your check, your canceled check, may say purchase of computer for the total amount of what you bought. So if someone wanted to know how much you actually paid for the computer, only the receipt is going to tell you that. So you need the actual detailed receipt from Amazon that will show the amount of the computer, and it will separately show the amount of all the other items. So by having that receipt, you can take that receipt and in your record keeping system, it would have to be your accounting system, then record the amount of the computer by itself in the record keeping system. And then you would record the amount of the other supplies separately as supplies. So you see how just the checking account or the clear check is not complete support for the purchase of that computer. So I say all that to say, oftentimes when you buy items for your business, you often buy more than one type of item at a time. And only a very organized record keeping system or accounting system will be able to accommodate keeping track or recording those various expenses separately. Now, some businesses choose to use electronic accounting software programs to keep track and capture and organize records. The electronic accounting software systems that you choose should meet basic record-keeping principles. And most of them out there does. Most of them, for example, many businesses, and you may be using QuickBooks, which is a very common software, accounting software package. But even if you're keeping hard copy or manual records versus electronic records, the same requirements apply. Detailed record keeping matters. So let's talk about supporting business documents, what some of those might be. And when we talk about these, keep in mind, these are the same documents that you should be pulling together for your PPP forgiveness loan application. Whether you have to send them in or not to your bank and the SBA is another matter. You will still be required to gather these supporting documents to support the payment of rent and payroll and other PPP eligible expenses. You'll still be required to gather and maintain this supporting documentation. So we're just going to give examples of what some of the supporting documentation you should have as you run your business on a daily basis. And then secondly, of course, for your PPP loans. So when you make purchases from vendors, when you make sales to customers, when you process payroll or have any other transactions in your business, they will all generate supporting documentation. There is some piece of paper behind that transaction. And that piece of paper is what piece of paper or report is what you should be keeping. And so they include sales slips, vendor invoices, customer invoices, just receipts, deposit slips from banks when you make deposits at your bank, canceled checks. These documents contain the information that you need to record in your books. You're always going to be recording in your books based off of supporting documentation. So it's important to keep these documents because they support the entries in your books. When I say books, your accounting system. And these documents also support what's on your tax return. So you cannot throw them away. You must have them, and then you must use them to record on your books on a timely basis so that you can monitor the progress of your business and prepare financial statements and keep them filed in an orderly manner to support your tax return. You should keep them, once again, in an orderly manner and in a safe place. So, for example, you might organize them by year and or type of income or expense. However way you organize them is up to you, but you should have a system that makes sense for you and works for you. So the following are some of the types of records you should keep. So to support gross receipts or the income you receive from your business, you should keep supporting documents that show the amounts and the sources of your gross receipts, which could include cash register tapes if you're in retail, deposit information, whether it's from cash sales or credit sales, receipt books, if you prepared a receipt book for a customer or receipt for a customer, invoices. So let's talk about if you made purchases. Purchases are items that you buy and maybe you may resell it to customers or just any type of purchase for expenses of your business. So the supporting documentation for any purchases that you make should identify who you bought it from, the amount that you paid, and the proof of payment, the date that the transaction incurred, and a description of the item to show that the amount was for that purchase. So some of the documents would be canceled checks or any other document reflecting proof of payment. If you paid by ACH, maybe a copy of the ACH transaction, cash register tape receipts, credit card receipts or credit card statements, vendor invoices. It could be a combination of supporting documentation that you may have to pull together to support that one expenditure. So purchases or expenses. So essentially all of those are the same, and those documents would apply. Once again, keeping them in an orderly manner. If you travel, transportation, entertainment, gift expenses, all of those things, you must be able to prove and substantiate. If you buy an asset for your business, assets such as machines and furniture, big items that's going to last a long period of time, an automobile, other big property that you purchase and that your business owns and that you're going to be using in the business, you must keep records to verify certain information about those business assets. It's going to be important for financial record keeping and for tax purposes, because your records will need to be able to help you to compute the annual depreciation and the gain or loss when you sell that asset. So some of the documents for assets should show when and how you bought that asset, how much you paid for it. Okay? If you sold that asset, you need to be able to have documentation that supports how you sold it or how you disposed of it. You may not have sold it. You may have scrapped it. The selling price if you sold it. Okay. You have to have records for the depreciation that you're taking on that asset. If you made any improvements on that asset, you know, enhanced it, made some significant improvements that enhanced the life of it, or the use of that asset, then you need to be able to support the money spent in improving that asset. And finally, when it comes to record keeping around employment taxes, there are specific employment tax records that you must keep, and they must be maintained for at least 4 years. And we're going to talk about that further when we have an episode on employment taxes. So to summarize, it is of vital importance that all businesses maintain good record keeping. It is very, very, very important for many reasons that we have already summarized. And if you are in a situation where you find yourself fumbling around in order to prepare your tax return or to prepare for a PPP loan application or to even know where your business stands, then you are in a great position. Yes, I did say great position. You are in a great position to take this on as a 2021 project. And that is turn it around, develop a good record keeping system, and start to maintain all the records that we talked about. So we will move forward with this topic and drill down a little further in the next episode. I do appreciate you tuning in and listening to Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and business and make it easy for you to understand. Please, please make sure that you tune in to Hindsight Media Radio 103.5, where there is great music and other podcasts and shows that you are sure to enjoy.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters Show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.